It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Fire. Higher standards, lower prices.
A fire that broke out at Tyler Perry Studio Monday is undergoing repairs. Authorities say careless smoking caused the blaze, which took firefighters an hour to get under control. This is the second fire the studio has endured. On May 1st, more than 100 firefighters battled a fire that ripped through the set. The cause of that fire was not determined. Another bystander injured in the melee between Chris Brown and Drake at WIP Club has emerged with the lawsuit. Brooklyn resident Howard Clement has filed suit for injury sustained. He claims he was cut during the incident and has been suffering from migraines and is unable to sleep on his back and left side. This is the third lawsuit in the past 2 weeks. The man accused of breaking into LL Cool J's home has pleaded not guilty to felony burglary charges. Jonathan Kirby appeared in the LA courtroom yesterday and entered the plea. He faces 38 years to life in prison if convicted due to his lengthy criminal history. Kirby's bail was set at $1.1 million. The son of Suge Knight has been cleared involving a $100,000 jewelry heist involving actress Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay was at the Hollywood Hills home of Sam McGid when the incident took place. McGid told police Andrew Knight and another friend told him that Lindsay handed them a bag of stolen items during an all-night party. Meanwhile, Lindsay claims that she's being framed by Knight. Police are continuing their investigation. Oprah Winfrey earned $165 million from May 2011 to May 2012 to top Forbes' new list of highest-paid celebrities. At number two is director Michael Bay, who earned $160 million. Rounding out the top five are Steven Spielberg, Jerry Bruckheimer, and rapper-producer Dr. Dre at number five. Also in the top 10 are Tyler Perry, Howard Stern, and Simon Cowell. Speaking of new Forbes list, they released their annual 100 Most Powerful Women, and Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and Beyonce all made the cut. They came in at number 7, 11, and 32, respectively. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was named the most powerful woman in the world for the second year in a row. Pepsi will continue its year-long celebration of the 25th anniversary of Michael Jackson's Bad tonight at New York City's Gotham Hall with performances from Ne-Yo and Melanie Fiona and a DJ set from Swiss Beats. The concert will be streamed live on Pepsi.com and Twitter. Tonight also marks what would have been Michael's 54th birthday.